Let us pray. May my words be filled with the presence of the Spirit, imparting to those listening a message of God's eternal love. Gardening is one of my favorite pastimes. Spring reminds me that soon, and very soon, it will be time to prepare the soil, which will spring forth an abundance of veggies in the late summer. However, a harvest of abundance does not come with much toil and care. When planting the seeds, Shirley and I add organic fertilizer and water, making sure to remove any rocks, ensuring that the seeds will get enough moisture to form roots below the ground. Just like seeds that fall on rocks, seeds that are not watered and fed will shrivel and die. No matter how hard I try, I always lose some seeds out of my planting apron as I walk over the stoned walkway in the garden. These usually get trampled over by the end of the day, being consumed by birds and squirrels, waiting patiently on the cable wire or the roof of the garage, the odd chipmunk hiding in the neighbor's yard. Once the soil is prepared, seeds planted, it's time to tend the garden with food and water, waiting to see what will come of the seeds. Now, weeding the garden is not one of my favorite things to do. I don't think it's most people's favorite thing to do, but it must be done. If I don't pull the weeds, the plants will choke. They'll die. They'll bear no bounty. My heart is full of anticipation, waiting for the harvest. Will it be one of plenty or barely enough? How will my heart respond? Selfishly, hoarding all my bounty for myself? Gratefully, sharing my bounty with others? Hardened, because someone has come and helped themselves to the bounty? Discouraged, because there was no bounty to take? The story of my garden runs parallel to today's gospel reading. Jesus tells a crowd of people about a parable about a sower scattering his seeds. They just happen to fall in four different places. This story was applicable to the farmers in the crowd who carried their seeds in a bag over their shoulders, scattering their seeds in different directions. They hoped that the grain would root and produce a bountiful crop. The places they encountered were those that Jesus describes in this parable. However, this parable is not about a sower, the seeds, or different types of soil. This parable is about the Word of God, our heart, and how we listen to the Word of God, which can take on any one of the characteristics described in today's gospel. Which are you? Which am I? Or do we vacillate between all four? Jesus says, listen, some seeds fell on the path and the birds came and ate them up. What happens to the heart? The heart hears, but it is hardened to the point that the word fails to root by the evil that surrounds it. We see this in our schools where our children are attacked, bullied, and abused. In churches where we profess love but fall prey to gossip, elitism, and sexual abuse. In our streets where two 12-year-olds pull a gun on a daughter and her mother in their driveway stealing their car. Our natural tendency is one of self-protection. Either we lash back or recoil and retreat in disbelief. Whether you lash back or retreat, your heart will hold on to those painful images, which will be replayed over and over again. Each replay causes the heart to harden a little more until it can no longer hear nor believe in God's words of forgiveness and reconciliation. Jesus then says, other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But then the sun rose. They were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. What happens to the heart? The heart hears the word, but then the word fades and starts to wither away and is forgotten altogether. It hasn't rooted itself deep within its core. It's much like a seed that has not been planted deep enough in the soil to develop deep, penetrating roots. They hear the word, but the word does not become rooted in their hearts. They miss the boat in understanding that God's words are not rooted in our minds, but in our hearts. Remember, God's words are not rooted in our minds, but in our hearts. They believe for a while, but in time of testing, they fall away. Jesus says, other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. What happens to the heart? This is a heart that is choked by thorns. Jesus says, as for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. They hear the word with initial joy in their hearts, but they become distracted, anxious, distraught, divided, caught in a trap of consumer wants, selfish desires, all important schedules, sporting events, events which can pull them away from hearing God's word. A plentiful bounty cannot be produced when the heart and mind are divided. Maybe we need to ask ourselves, who is my master? Who do I serve? Am I in control? Is God? I'm sure you heard the phrase, let go and let God. Unless we surrender and give control back to its rightful owner, our heart will be full of thorns, choking out the word of God. Thank goodness there is still the good soil. Jesus says, but as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case, 100-fold, in another, 60, and in another, 30. But what happens to the heart? This heart listens, understands, and obeys the word of God. One of the often neglected Beatitudes states, blessed are those who hear the word and obey it. A good heart is a reservoir for the Holy Spirit. It's a repository in which fruit can be born in abundance. God brought me to St. Michael's because he knew that I would need a loving family who had heard his words, love one another, and obey. You have loved me, and you continue to do so. Many of you may not be aware of the current status of my process to ordination. I have recently learned that I have been released from the ordination process, which means that I am no longer on the priestly track. In spite of being released, I know that my heart will continue to discern, to love my God. I continue to pray, but more importantly, I continue to listen for God's voice, for direction and guidance concerning my future ministry. Every time the Word of God comes to us, either in church, through sermons, prayer, music, radio, or by some other means, the condition of our heart will direct us and how to respond. God needs rich, well-nourished soil to cultivate the seeds of God's word. He doesn't need any rocks, nor weeds, nor thorns. He needs your heart. That's what he needs. How do we as Christians cultivate our hearts to be of good soil? We need to turn our hearts away from doing the wrong or evil thing and try and promise not to do it again. Don't just say, I'm sorry, but humbly seek forgiveness and grace. The master you serve needs to be God and God's son. They are the ones who are ultimately in control. Give it up. Let it go. Let go and let God. The good news is God is patient and waits for us to come to our senses. Some of us, it's hard. Giving back what was always God's in the first place, loving control of our very being. We need to be fed. We need a daily dose of God's word, a reading of scripture, simple prayer, simple conversations with God, spiritual music, sharing the word of God with each other through Bible study, casual conversations about our faith with each other, our families, friends, and even with those we don't know. These are some of the ways in which we can feed the heart to ensure a hundredfold crop. We will be showered, soaked, sated in God's grace, destroying the thorns of anxiety and despair, replenishing them with faith, hope, and love. We need to plant God's word deep in our minds, our hearts, our lives. Each of us needs to seek opportunities to spread the good news of forgiveness and being saved to family, to friends, to strangers. Our actions will then take root, giving us a full bounty of God's good grace in our lives and in our hearts. I continue to try to reflect, reveal, and reaffirm God's word. A good heart makes the work bear much fruit. I have planted a garden for the past 16 years, and each fall, I always say the same thing. This is too much work, I'm too old. Then spring comes, and what do you think I'm doing? Preparing the soil, planting the seeds, and waiting with a heart full of anticipation for a bountiful harvest. We are all gardeners who are planting seeds in our various environments, work, with our families and friends. Sometimes we go through periods where God's word will fall on a path among rocks or prickly thorns. But that's okay. God is constantly working with us. We're a work in progress. He showers his grace upon us as we persist in preparing, feeding, and planting God's word in good soil. May we all strive to have a good and honest heart that reaps a full bounty of God's grace. And all God's people say,
Amen.
Amen.